See. For now, it's Drive with me, Brad, and Sean Jay. And as mentioned in the previous hour, during the month of August into September of 2023 this year, we'll be hosting the IEC Electoral Commission for 6 weeks to discuss the Electoral Amendment Act in preparation for the 2024 national and provincial elections. Now, the main objective of this campaign is to inform and educate the voters or electorate about the Electorate Act amendment and its implications on the electoral processes and the voter electorate. The campaign will start by unpacking the Electoral Amendment Act that introduces new processes on voting day in 2024 NPE general elections. Now, in the main, it is known for introducing the participation of independents to contest elections for the very first time since 1994. And over the period, the following topics is going to be covered. What is the Electoral Amendment Act? Why the Act changed or is amended? What is new in NPE 2024, inclusion of independent candidates in national and provincial elections, and how to vote in NPE 2024, and also general election activities for NPE 2024 and seats allocation in the National Assembly and provincial legislators. Joining us on the line now to talk more about that is Colin Anderson, who's an IEC delegated official. Colin, thanks for holding on. Welcome to Drive. How are you?
I'm fine, and welcome to all the listeners.
It's great to have you, buddy. Your day been good?
I'm fine, thank you.
Lovely stuff, man. Colin, let's get into it. What is the Electoral Act?
Okay, Bradley, the Electoral Act of Electoral Act 73 of 1998 is basically the law that guides the Electoral Commission on the work that we do in managing elections. That is now national, provincial, and municipal elections. So also anything associated with elections like your by-election. So the Electoral Act 73 of 98 basically governs our work, how we carry out our work, you know. And basically the role of the commission is basically to implement the law that Parliament develops in doing its work, you know. So, yeah, in November, the Commission will, as prescribed, be registering voters in terms of Chapter 2 of the Electoral Act. That is basically, in short, what the Electoral Act means. And, you know, as I say, we are obliged and we need to carry our work in relation to the Act.
Colin, what is the Electoral Amendment Act?
Okay, yes. The amendment refers to change, you know. Mm-hmm. So basically, the Electoral Amendment Act basically is a change to the current electoral law through Parliament, which means the law governing elections have changed to address specific issues related to the electoral process. Remember, since our first elections in 1994, only political parties could contest elections at the National Assembly and provincial elections. So the Electoral Amendment Act mainly provides for the inclusion and nomination of independent candidates as contestants to elections in the National Assembly, as well as the provincial legislatures, which is, you know, it's something new to our democracy.
Yeah.
Colin, how did the amendments come about?
Okay, yeah. Okay. I just want to take you back to in June 2020. Basically, the Constitutional Court, basically, there was the New Nation 2 movement, basically. So the Constitutional Court declared the current Electoral Act as of 1998 as unconstitutional, to the extent that it requires basically that adult citizens may now be elected to the national and provincial legislature only through their membership on, you know. So adults can basically contest national and provincial elections. So the Constitutional Court basically ordered Parliament to amend the current Electoral Act to ensure that individuals that are not associated with political parties can also stand as candidates for elections of the national and provincial legislatures. And then in November 2022, last year, the National Council of Provinces passed this electoral bill together with the proposed amendments. And in April this year, the president signed this electoral bill into law, which provides now for the inclusion and nomination of independent candidates as contestants in the elections of the national and provincial legislatures.
Now, Colin, what does this mean to our electoral democracy?
Okay, yeah, the Electoral Amendment Act basically provides now the necessary legal certainty required to prepare for national and provincial elections, which obviously will be held next year. It's a significant milestone in the evolution of our democracy, which expands electoral participation, you know, and it widens the pool, obviously, of leadership that our voter can select from for the national and the provincial legislatures.
Colin, what other electoral processes are affected by the Electoral Amendment Act?
Okay, obviously this Electoral Amendment Act have various changes to our electoral processes. You know, it will impact our candidate nomination system. It will impact our voting. Obviously, the ballot paper. It will impact our counting, and also the allocations of seats. That will also be impacted by this Electoral Amendment Act.
Now, I'm sure the question on everyone's lips, how will all these changes affect the administration of elections?
Okay, yeah, the Electoral Commission is currently very busy, finalizing the supporting business applications necessary for the implementation. Obviously, the Act need to be implemented, and it's not just as straightforward as it is. This include basically, that we must rewrite the candidate nomination system to facilitate the participation of independent candidates and also unrepresented parties. Okay, together we must create now a portal to enable candidates to capture the details of the voters who support their candidature. That's the process that we are busy with, and also we need to redevelop the result system to facilitate the recording of votes cast in favor of independence and translating this obviously in seats where the threshold is met.
Colin, when is the countdown to the 2024 elections starting? I'm sure people are eager to find out.
Yes, I must tell you that the countdown has already started for our 2024 national and provincial elections. We basically, are busy preparing for the first registration weekend in November month.
And when exactly are the 2024 elections?
Okay, so this will be South Africa's seventh democratic elections. It must be held between May and August of 2024. Between May and August of 2024, the exact date obviously will be determined when the president announces the election date.
Colin Anderson, any last comments, sir?
Okay, just for our voters and our young people outside there, you can register yourself already if you're 16 years or older. Okay, you can only vote if you're 18 years, but if you have a valid South African ID, you can register when you're 16 years old already. And we've got the different online platforms for first-time voters and people to re-register. As I say, the IEC will have a registration weekend as well, the 18th and 19th of November 2023. And it's important that people must register where they are going to vote, okay? If they going to be somewhere else on election day, there's a process where they need to apply to have their vote then cast, where they will find themselves on election day. Yeah, that is basically the process. And as I said, we are encouraging people to register themselves. They can come to our office, they can do it online. We want people to register and young people to participate in this process.
Colin, one last question before we let you go and enjoy your weekend. How can listeners get in touch with the IEC for more information?
Okay, I've mentioned our office here at number 250 Main Road, but listeners and voters can also go to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram at IEC South Africa. They can search our website, hi06008000, or www.elections.org.za or info@elections.org.za. That is all the online platforms that are also available to the listeners.
Just a reminder, guys, again, during the month of August into September of 2023, we will be hosting, as is the case today, the IEC Electoral Commission for 6 weeks to discuss the Electoral Amendment Act in preparation for the 2024 national and provincial elections. Colin Anderson, thank you so much for joining us over the phone. We appreciate it, sir.
It's a pleasure. You keep well.
You too. Take it easy, Chief.
Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.